Hello and welcome to Booktopia On. I'm Bronwyn.
I'm Cass.
I'm Sarah.
I'm Tracy.
And today it is Booktopia on a deserted island. So I posed this question to the girls earlier. If we got stranded on an island and we were only allowed to have five books with us, what would those five books be? Now it is kind of like asking any book lover, what's your favourite book? Because that's a very cruel question to ask a book lover. But I'm going to put this to you guys. If you know you were Tom Hanks in Castaway and five book packages from Booktopia washed up on the shore, what books would you pray they would be?
Cass, go first. Imagine what a different movie Castaway would have been if you had something to read. I bet you there'd be no Wilson. Wilson wouldn't have happened.
No, and when he lost the book, he'd be like, Harry Potter!
Harry, come back.
I was a bit torn between either the Artemis Fowl series or Harry Potter to take to the island with me.
But you can't take the whole series.
No, this is what I was going to say. I think we can.
Yeah.
Also, I say no because that's seven books. That's seven books in the Harry Potter series.
But you didn't say individual books. You just said books.
I think it's implied.
Okay.
We have to live a whole series in one parcel. If they're all in stock at the same time.
Okay, well, you'd be really lucky. Lucky to get a box set.
I'm wondering how we would ship it to, like, the middle of nowhere. Like, what's the address for that? Anyway.
I think in this scenario, they're on the plane and they've washed up on the shore miraculously unscathed by the ocean.
Of course. Yes, in our cardboard boxes. Yeah. are waterproof.
I guess one book from the Artemis Fowl series, because I loved that growing up as a kid, and I think it's fun. I think it's clever. And I'm not sure which book I would pick.
Is it purely for entertainment, or would there be survival things in it that you could take?
I've never read Artemis Fowl. Anything specifically related to survival, because it's like a kid's fantasy book. But
the survival of your sanity.
Yeah, and also Captain Holly Short, the main character in it, is very strong and powerful, and I think she'd be inspiring, so that's a good survival tip to have.
Good answer.
Role model on the island.
Sarah?
Oh, are we all going
one
each?
Yeah, we'll go one at a time.
Okay,
break it up.
I'm really not prepared. So you raised a really good question because I was only thinking of like books to read for entertainment, and now I'm suddenly thinking for survival. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd want books on like, I don't know, like island herb lore or something.
That's what I was thinking.
You have to know which island
you are.
Gotta get on.
Where are you?
Tropical.
In the world? Just a botany guide.
Botany guide,
general
yeah.
World botany
or like
guide.
How to build
a raft out of books.
Yeah, some sort of like makeshift build your own cabin on an island book. I'm sure that exists.
You could even ask for a specific book that's so big that you could end up burning, you know, the fuel, or it was big enough that you could hit, you know, a vicious animal trying to attack you.
So A to Z Encyclopedia Britannica.
Exactly.
Oh my god, yeah. If we can have series, then that's...
If you could have the entire Robert Jordan series, you'd be fine. You could build a raft just out of the books themselves.
Some shelter, something like that. Yeah.
I'm going to say A to Z Britannica. There'll be a lot of useless information in there. Like when you're on a desert island.
Imagine how many facts you could learn.
Yeah, that's
outdated facts, though.
True.
So I am allowing series. You can have the whole. I know that it's not up to me, but
I am the host.
So. I've decided to answer this question with my own rules. So you can have the whole of Artemis Fowl. I'll have the whole of Encyclopedia Britannica. Trace.
I went for the pure entertainment value, and my first pick was The Night Circus by Erin Morgenstern.
I knew you'd pick that. Yeah.
Because I can read that over and over again and find new things, and so it'd be perfect for desert island reading.
That's good. Ooh, okay, so I'll start with my practical one first. I'd have a Bear Grylls book. Something like the most recent one, How to Stay Alive. I have that book.
That's
so I feel
a really good choice.
Little tidbits. I like to think I'm pretty savvy. If I'm in the woods or, you know, stranded on an island, I think I'd do okay. But it wouldn't hurt to have the Bear Grylls book, just in case. And then, yes, you know, fuel for fire as a worst case scenario.
I feel like you'd do pretty well on a deserted island.
Thank
Bron.
You.
You'd be home very
much
soon.
Better than me, that's for sure.
Sarah would just lie there and be like, well, I'm done.
She'd be like waiting for the plane to come get her, standing on his back.
You'd just lie on the beach yelling, Wilson!
Work on my tan, which would never happen because I don't have a complexion that tans.
Work on your burn. Okay, Cass, what's your next book or series?
I wrote Taking the Leap by Pema Chodron. I think that's how you pronounce her last name. Mm-hmm. She's a Buddhist nun, and it's like a short book, but it was really helpful for me. About like bringing your thoughts back to the present and stuff like that, which I think you'd need on a deserted island. You need to be aware.
Look how much you thought about this. You guys
are practical. So good. Oh my god.
That's a good idea because you probably would go crazy like Tom Hanks. So I like that.
Thank you.
And so you've read this book?
Yeah, I have. I read it a few years ago. It was really good at helping me be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because my mind wanders off quite constantly and frequently.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, bring yourself back to here.
The here
what
and now.
We're doing now.
Enjoy the being stranded on an island. It's not that bad.
Could be a good
if you
vision.
Had enough books, it could be.
It could be okay.
Yeah.
It could be okay.
Sarah, what do you reckon?
So I'm tossing up. The next one will be a comfort read because I've got my encyclopedias to try and help me survive. So my next one will probably be Jane Eyre because I read it once a year, and probably the trauma of being deserted on an island would make me want to read it more often than that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, Jane Eyre.
Okay.
My next one was Neverwhere by Neil Gaiman.
Oh.
Again, because every time I read it, I find something new and different about it. It's a complex story that I just loved. So.
There you go. Yeah, see, Tracy's got all the entertainment ones down. My next one, and this is partly because I love the story, partly because it is also a massive book, L'Amour d'Arthur by Sir Thomas Malory.
Yeah.
Beautiful book, the one that I have at home. Well, sorry, I have actually four copies, but one I'm thinking of is big and beautiful, and it's quite difficult to read for me personally. Yeah. The language, it's a very slow read, so I feel like it would take me a while to get through, keep me occupied on the island, but it is also very heavy, so I could possibly, yes, use it as a weapon or a hammer of some kind. So you gotta, you know, practicality.
See, my first reaction would be to protect the book.
I don't know.
And use
me
something
or the books.
Else as a hammer, like a piece of wood or, you know.
If that's available, yes. But if
rock.
I'm in the middle of the reading,
you've got
something attacks me.
Five books that you can bring with you. One of them can be a weapon.
35.
It's a pretty sturdy hardcover. I think it would be okay.
Five books isn't very much.
It is if there are five series.
Sarah's got an encyclopedia library.
She's like, today
and
I'll
Jane Eyre.
Use M. Bang!
Yeah, you can have some to burn and some to make a raft.
Yeah, like, you know, X, for example, probably won't be that useful. I don't think there are many things on the island that start with X. So I can make, like, a quilt out of the pages or stuff a mattress.
Stuff a mattress,
like toilet
that.
Paper.
Insulation.
You know, you got to think
toilet
of it.
Toilet paper.
Spell out a message. My next one would be, it's hard to pick between them because I love them so much, mm-hmm. but Going Postal or Making Money by
Terry Pratchett.
You can have both of them because they're a series.
So you then have
a series
whole
within
Terry
a series.
Series.
You could have the whole Discworld series.
Oh,
yes.
There you go.
And what's that, like 30 books or something?
Yeah, it's like 40-something books.
Yeah.
Suddenly you've got plenty to read.
Yeah. This is cheating, I feel.
I know,
Sarah,
I know.
I didn't pick Pratchett because I didn't know which one. I could not pick between them as to which one I would want.
I can't pick
take.
Between those two, but the moist books, those two moist books are my favourite ones. Like, they just move so quickly.
Moist
and
books.
His
yeah,
name
I know.
Is Moist Van.
I haven't read Terry Pratchett yet.
Moist Van Lipvik.
Moist Van Lipvik.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I love it.
You have to read Terry Pratchett.
I will.
I keep telling you.
I know
you
do.
He's so good, and it's fantasy, but it's comedy, and he's got like little footnotes, and he
I
puts like
footnotes.
Real world things into it. Like, they've got their own version of the internet.
Oh no way.
And they've got little imps to be like their version of a mobile phone.
It's
they
so
run around and give the message to someone, do they?
Yeah, no, they just stay in your pocket and they just annoy you all the time.
When were these written?
Last 20 years.
I mean, I know there's 40, so it's over a
long period of time.
So there's quite modern ones.
Yeah. So I think the last one,
Steam.
Yeah, that was where he was introducing like the steam train. But Going Postal is about them introducing a postal system.
So
oh,
good.
I see.
Really good.
Really that's
good.
Not what I thought when, yes, it's Going Postal.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Making Money is about
making money.
Currency.
Yeah. That was
surprising.
A little more.
But yeah, there's this line in Going Postal about towards the end, there's this horse that like runs really, really fast and is like the most feral horse ever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I want that one. And then the guy's like, oh, do you think you can handle him? And he's like, yeah, I think I can. And then they put him on it. And they're just like, all right, well, if you want the horse to turn, you need to use a crowbar. Trying to edge it the other way.
Oh my
god. So he only goes in one direction. It's so good. You have to read it.
Oh, well, I'm sold.
Please do.
We should all get deserted on the same desert island so that we can share each other's libraries.
Yes.
I mean, interlibrary island system.
Because that's going to be foremost
Sarah
on
keeps
our
trying
minds.
To cheat. She's like, first we'll have series, then we'll have friends. Then
it's
we'll
a
have
hypothetical
aware,
scenario.
You know,
you can...
A shopping mall and...
To be honest, you
ASOS.
If I had to be stranded on a desert island, then... You know, you guys would be the, probably the perfect people to
I agree.
On a desert island.
We also, ASOS better deliver to this island.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm going to be really upset.
They will. They will.
Can you put yourself in the envelope?
As long as we have books and fashion.
Books and fashion. We'll be happily stranded on an island. Mm-hmm. Have you got another one, Sarah? You got your third
one? Oh,
book?
My third one is the entire Harry Potter series.
If you had to pick one of the Harry Potters.
No, I can't be stranded forever with only one of them. It has to be something else then. If I can only have
one
book.
I'm trying to pose an interesting question to the listeners. If you could only have one of the seven, what one would it be?
None of them. I can't have one. It would drive me nuts. I would go crazy.
Harry forever in year three at Hogwarts, you know.
Sarah's
the time turner tripping you out every
she's
time.
She's just writing her own fan fiction in the sand.
Trying to remember everything that happens in the books I don't have? No. All or nothing. Okay, so if I'm allowed my series, it's Harry Potter. If I have to pick another singular book, it would be Les Miserables because it's such a beautiful, big story with so many characters and so many little intricacies that I feel like it would, you know, I've already read it so many times and I'd be happy to read it again and again.
Oh, good.
My third one was the All Souls Trilogy by Deborah Harkness because, A, I love each of the books and there is a bind-up with all of them so that technically it's one book.
Mm-hmm.
I just find them comforting. I really enjoy them.
Nice. My next one is for pure entertainment is The Six of Crows by Leigh Bardugo. And of course, then if we're going in the series, I would love The Hidden
you
Kingdom.
You can have it
you take one without the other anyway.
Because
get the box
I'm not greedy like you lot. I can handle just one book.
Is it greed or is it good sense?
Fine line. At least today.
At least we would know why we'd be end up stranded on the desert island because of all the books we'd pack would sink the boat that we're on.
It's so true.
See, I was imagining us on a plane. It was a very lost type scenario.
They'd just break through the hull and just go
That
would be it. It would be our fault. So we didn't really deserve to have any books on the island. But Six of Crows, purely for entertainment, makes me laugh. Such a great adventure. Lots of different characters, so I'd feel like you have lots of friends there with
you. If
you
don't take the duology, you're forever going to be halfway through that story. Wouldn't that upset
you? I feel
you?
Like, even though it finished, quotation marks everyone, it doesn't feel finished to me, so I feel like...
Oh, I desperately hope she writes another book about them one day. But they've all sort of scattered to the winds now, like... I mean,
yeah. Spoiler alert.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you what happens to them.
Oh, very diplomatic of you, Sarah. Cass,
number 4. I wrote Giant Days. So this is a comic series, and it's about three girls who don't know each other, and they become friends at uni.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, and it's cute, and they learn a lot about themselves, and I just like it. So I think that would be good as like a comedic relief from...
You don't think it would make you jealous not having any friends yourself?
I mean, the books are my friends.
It's true. The characters can become your friends.
Yeah. No, I think it would be all right. It did make me feel like I wanted to go back to uni and like have on-campus life again because I've been studying externally, guys. It's not the same.
Well, that's maybe when you'd need Sarah's encyclopedia to...
Yeah,
have
I'm
your own uni.
And we're deserted on the same island, remember?
She's
so
gonna send me.
Are you going to be the teacher?
She's going to send me the letters she doesn't want, like X and.
You can have this.
X is already being used to stuff our mattresses.
Sorry, so I'm going
to
get Q
or
something.
It's going to suck if there's plants that start with X.
They might. I'm going to be surprised.
Okay,
actually.
Before destroying any of the encyclopedias,
we have to
read them first.
You'll have piles, useful, not useful.
We're going to starve to death before we...
You could eat the paper.
Could you?
There's very good nutrition in that, I believe.
I feel like that's a Googleable question. Sarah, what would you bring with you next?
What would I bring with me? Okay, so I'm up to my third.
Fourth.
Okay. Fourth book, I feel like I need some non-fiction just to, you know... I might bring like a...
the dictionary.
Oh yeah, there's that. But I mean, it's instructional nonfiction.
Right, okay.
So I was thinking like I should have prepared better and found a cookbook that fits this, but I would like a cookbook
like a ready
cookbook, yeah, like
how to cook on coals or how to catch fish and then gut them and
like
then cook
Bear Grylls style cooking.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I don't
do
think Bear Grylls does a lot of cooking. He should just eat things raw.
But if he were to become a cook
in the
wild, that's the kind of book that we would need. I wonder if it exists.
Tell him.
I'm sure it will.
Had I prepared for this podcast, I might have found one.
Well, again, I'm all pure fantasy.
Yep.
So I've had down The Lord of the Rings.
Good.
Again, because it's something you can read over and over again.
Mm-hmm. I would go These Broken Stars by Amy Kaufman and Megan Spanel. Partly because I would feel related.
The trilogy,
relate
right?
to it.
Yeah.
Yes, the trilogy. But if I had to pick, I'd still pick the first one. Because they get, for those of you who don't know the story, it's like Titanic in space and they get stranded on a planet. So, you know, I'd feel like I could bond with the characters and, you know, wish that I also had a hot young man on the island with me. She was lucky.
I want the whole trilogy on the island, so I'm hoping
I mean,
bring
yes,
the whole
that would be great.
Because I'll borrow it from you.
But I love that book. I expected it to be good, but it really stuck with me.
It's so great.
And there were some real heart-wrenching moments, and I was actually quite frightening. Not in the horror movie frightening kind of way, just sort of...
Yeah.
It is quite frightening, though.
That bit at the end, I'm not going to say what it is, but you know the bits that I'm talking about, and you're on the edge the whole time thinking, oh, God, please don't let this happen.
I love the whole trilogy, but I think my favorite couple...
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know if many people agree, most people seem to prefer one of the others, but I like the guys in the third book.
Okay, I actually haven't read the third one yet.
Oh my God, Ron!
It's this term called delayed gratification. I don't want to
There'll
finish this
There'll be plenty
series.
Of time for that on the islands, I suppose.
Exactly.
But really, get on that.
No, I don't want it to be over.
Gideon and Sophia, I believe are their names. I mean, I feel like I get this.
You just made them up, maybe.
I do it all the time. I'm terrible at remembering character names.
Grand name.
Like, I'm terrible at remembering people's names in the world. It's not something I excel at, but I love them.
I was meant to ask you before, how do you keep all the stories within Les Mis separate? Because I know I don't do very well with deception.
They're all connected. And they're all, you know. I'm devolving. But they're all, what do you mean, how do I keep them separate?
Like, how do you remember all of them and all their different plot lines throughout this 700 page book?
Because they're all interesting. I mean, occasionally it goes to a description of a battle, and often I will skim that part to get back to the characters. But, you know, just like when you're reading Moby Dick and it delves into some like hardcore whaling stuff, and you're like, back to the story. but they've all got sort of French names as well, which can make it a little bit
confusing. Yeah.
But I mean, your main characters, you're always, and they're all connected in these like funny little ways that the characters don't even realize.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful story. It's so beautifully written.
Oh my God! But if I could just find a guy like Jean Valjean, all my problems would be over. All my problems would be over.
Is so that Hugh Jackman in the movie?
The movie.
That's
I'm
like,
sure he's Jean Valjean.
Yeah, yeah,
you'd have to be.
All I know is that I'm Javert. Bread memes. I'm sorry, I don't have a lot of knowledge about this.
So what's your fifth pick?
Hold on, so I included too many things, so I'm trying not to include everything. I think I'd also include a manga called Oren High School Host Club because it's one of my favourites. Like, it's a fluffy comedy romance, but it's also got serious moments. Mm-hmm. And if we're taking this series, it's like 18 volumes that I could read again and again.
I like
yeah.
it.
Oh, God.
Something Beauty and the Beast, surely. No?
I don't know.
I don't know you anymore, Sarah.
I can't be... I want to pick a series. Can I pick a complete works of? Like, all
Pretend
the works
all
of a single
book.
Author?
No,
Jane Austen?
Yeah, I'm tempted. I'm tempted to say the complete... If it's all in one book, like an omnibus of Jane Austen.
It would have to be an omnibus, yes. That's okay. If it's an omnibus, then that's not cheating.
Then that's what I would do.
The complete works of Jane Austen.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sure that exists.
Yeah. I've got one.
It does exist.
Yeah, you go. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Definitely.
Trace?
My fifth one, unsurprisingly, considering what I'm wearing today, is Alice in Wonderland.
For those of you who can't see everyone, you can't see her awesome skirt that has, you know, the hat and the bunny with like, eat me and drink me all over. It's great.
And it's in like a cool tattoo flesh style.
Yeah. So, yeah. Because I'm fairly obsessed with Alice in Wonderland.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
Just don't read it when you're delirious from, you know, dehydration, because then you'll just get tripped out.
But then you could pretend that you've fallen down the rabbit hole.
I don't know, but do you really want to? Because you'll start to see Tweedledee and Tweedledum in the corner, and they're really
stuck. You'd
have
friends. We're all going to go mad on this island. It's pretty safe to say we'll hallucinate. I mean, at some point, despite my encyclopedias, we're going to have mushrooms that probably aren't healthy for us.
Shouldn't have been consumed, Sarah. So my last one would be Outlander by Danica Baldwin.
Really?
Yeah. I loved that book. I actually haven't read the whole series, so if we were cheating and I could take the whole series, there's 9 books, I think. It's 9, and they're all massive. But I really, really, really liked the first one when I read it.
It is very romantic.
It is awesome. But it's a combination of things. I love the romance. I love time travel, always have. I love Scotland. Jamie is to die for. And so, like, this whole combination, and I love the history. You know, I love, that's what makes that first, particularly that first book so fascinating, when she falls in right in the middle of the lead-up to the Battle of Culloden. Like, so interesting, the politics.
Would it be cheating to bring a solar-powered e-reader? Because, I mean, now that we've made it all about, we've done it, right?
Yes, we've got our 5.
Can only think now of all the books that I didn't say that I want to bring with me.
I'm just amazed we haven't doubled up, because we didn't actually talk to each other about what books.
I know.
Some of us even forgot that this podcast was happening and didn't prepare at all.
I'll be honest.
No, but I'm glad you didn't prepare, because then you would have come with a list of 30 or 40 books.
Yeah, that's true. I would.
And you would have gone, I'll just mention one more.
And then there's just more honourable mentions. Shout out to 10 more.
Yeah. And then be like, I know you, Sarah.
It's better to go off the cuff.
It really is.
However. E-reader would really do it.
What would be even better is the entire Booktopia warehouse inventory suddenly magically gets sucked up and deposited on the desert island.
I mean, that would be great.
Then we'd be fine. We'd never want to leave the island.
Unless there was no food.
No, but you could eat the babies. Fish.
I mean, you'd hope that there's a good supply of fish.
You've got your Bear Grylls book to teach us how to catch it, and I've got my survivalist cooking book so that we can figure out how to cook
and
it.
And the entire Booktopia warehouse.
And there's things like everyday survival.
You found a survival book right there, Tracy, right next to you.
Sitting right next to me.
We're set. We could just disappear right now onto that island.
I mean,
take the warehouse with us.
It'd be pretty good.
That would be perfect.
I wouldn't survive. I'd be gone in a week.
Haven't you said the same thing about like the apocalypse? You're like, I don't want to survive.
Zombie apocalypse, I would just shoot myself in the head.
No, you've got to give it a go.
I would end up dying anyway.
Come with me.
Oh yeah, if I stick with you, Bron, I'll survive.
Bron will be like the leader of like all the humans.
The leader of the resistance.
And I'll just be like hugging one of your legs as you like you drag me along behind you.
Sarah, you stay here, you're the bait.
I'll tell stories.
Leave me in the wasteland.
I'll be the entertainment. I'll be like the traveling bard of the zombie apocalypse.
You can do that. You can read dramatic stories out to us.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's your role.
Sorted. Awesome.
Okay, so we've decided our 5 books. Some of us a few many more than that. Sarah, I'm looking at you.
It's just the 26 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica, isn't it?
The other 4 series.
What if they get the wrong date and then they send you like the CD-ROM? For Windows 98.
Then basically you're screwed.
Well, I could use the CD as a reflective thing to start fires. There you go.
Ooh, how resourceful
thinker.
Well, thanks for joining us, everyone, and we'll catch you next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Thanks for listening to the Booktopia podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to us on SoundCloud and iTunes. And if your eyeballs need a workout, check us out on YouTube at Booktopia TV. And don't forget, for all books featured on this episode and all episodes of the Booktopia podcast, head to Booktopia, Australia's local bookstore, at www.booktopia.com.au. Thanks for listening.